Joining us now is Dr. Seth Moore. He's a biologist with Grand Portage Trust Lands. The Grand Portage Reservation is located northeast of Grand Marais, about 35 miles on Highway 61. Welcome.
Hi, Kara. It's good to be here.
A couple months ago, we talked about an experiment that you were running with some of the kids from Oshkeogamok Charter School at the Native Fish Hatchery there in Grand Portage, and I understand that you just recently wrapped up the experiment. Tell us about it.
I sure did, and that was one of my favorite little bits of this series was the one you put together when the kids were at the hatchery helping us to measure fish. So we just wrapped up the study. As you know, we had the kids set up this experiment at the Grand Portage Native Fish Hatchery, and what we did was we looked at growth rates of brook trout in two different temperatures of water. So we set up one raceway with recirculating water. That water recirculates throughout the hatchery and is a much higher temperature than water that flows in directly from Lake Superior. And then we set up the other raceway with water that flows directly in from the lake and is much colder. And so we looked at growth rates and how those growth rates change with water temperature. And it was a great experience for the kids to see this. And then we also tried to teach them, you know, an applied rationale for why we do this sort of thing. So we had the kids come down to the hatchery three different times to measure fish after they set up the experiment. And what we did was we would knock the fish out with a chemical that makes them go to sleep. And we'd have the kids actually measure the fish. We had a warm team and a cold team. And we would keep track of the data. And then after three times of measuring and about 2 months of growth, we ended the study and showed them the differences in the growth rates. So it was really interesting to see over the course of the experiment, by the last measuring, the fish in the warm water raceway were 50% larger than the fish in the cold water raceway. So we can get 50% higher growth rates in a period of 2 months by using recirculated water versus cold water straight from Lake Superior. And so this was interesting. I think the kids really got a good understanding. We showed some illustrations of what it means to have a 50% higher growth rate. I gave an example of the cold water team having a dollar and the warm water team having a dollar 50, which was 50% more money than the other team. And then what that could buy was a single hamburger for the cold water team or a giant hamburger for the warm water team. And they really grasped that. And then I also, you know, asked them to be the hatchery manager and asked them to explain to me why it would be important for a fish to have a higher growth rate and to be bigger. And they did a great job, you know, and in a competitive world where you're a small fish that gets eaten by larger fish, you're a little bit faster if you're a little bit bigger. And so you're less likely to get eaten by another fish, and then you're more able to secure food. So I think the kids really, really understood the results of the science that we were doing and the application of the science, why we were doing that. So we really enjoyed doing that. I think we'll do something similar next year, maybe try a different type of experiment, or if we have a different group of kids, we may even repeat that experiment again, because it's an easy one, and we had a pretty good idea what the results were going to be.
All right. Well, you and your staff work regularly with the Oshkeogamok kids. What other sorts of projects have you done with them?
We're doing some really neat stuff. The environmental staff that go down there, I have three staff that go down there regularly. I make more sort of cameo appearances, like when we're doing this fish hatchery study. But the regular staff that go down there to teach the Oshke students have developed an environmental curriculum. So they're teaching them about fossil fuel use. They're teaching them about alternative energy. They're teaching them all the different types of bugs that live in this world. One of the really neat things that they're doing as well is teaching the kids archery, and the kids just love that. They go down and shoot arrows, and they're teaching them all the safety aspects of being an archery and teaching them some of the accuracy and how to shoot instinctively, which I think is just a really neat thing, and it makes me very proud of the staff that do this. And we will be continuing this in the future as well. It's such a wonderful program.
Well, that's great. Well, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I think it's a good way to teach kids how to become stewards of the environment. And I really feel strongly that if we can start teaching children how to take care of their world at a young age, this whole world will be a better place as they grow up and start to take care of it a little bit better. And I think there have been some generational gaps in this type of learning. But if our generation can really embrace teaching the future generations how to do this. I think that we may be able to manage this world in a better way.
Speaking of kids, your daughter Hannah likes to share fun trivia facts with us. Do you have one for us today?
I sure do. She told me just recently that that dolphins sleep with one eye open.
Oh yeah?
Apparently. She's been on a kick lately reading Guinness Book of World Records, and so she's really been reading me lots of different animal trivia bits.
All right, well, one eye open if you're a dolphin. Probably a good idea. Once again, we've been talking with Dr. Seth Moore from Grand Portage Trust Lands. We talk to him every couple of weeks about what's going on in Grand Portage. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kara.